Judge. Mr. President. Father God, thank you for bringing us all together. Thank you for all the great people in this county coming together to serve. Pray your Lord that you'll give us clear minds and open hearts to follow your will, seek your will, and do what's pleasing to you here tonight, dear Lord. Pray that you'll serve your constituents well and let everybody know what you lead and believe is best. Pray, dear Lord, for all the county employees, for all the first responders, especially for the folks who work in the jail. Pray, dear Lord, for all those saved. Pray for all the people who suffered losses in these life threats around storms, that you'll comfort them and give them the help they need. Jesus, I pray.
Amen.
Mr. Blake.
Listen to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You're seated. Madam Secretary, roll please.
Yes, Honor. Allison.
Here.
Coates.
Present.
Hendricks.
Here.
Nimes.
Here.
Mahosky.
Here.
Lyon.
Yes.
Meeks.
Here.
Moss.
Here.
Pearson.
Here.
Shaw.
Here.
Lane. Tyler.
Here.
Jordy.
Here.
Okay, all present, we do have a quorum. Next on our agenda is the approval of the journal, which will be in tab number one. I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve the journal.
Second.
I've got a motion to amend the journal, Your Honor.
Okay.
Got a motion. Can we slow down 1 second? I may have to move because I can't see anybody. So who made the motion?
Kendricks.
Kendricks? Okay. And who made the second?
Lyon.
Okay, and then Knight, you're amended. Okay, got it, thanks.
Justice Knight?
Yes, Your Honor. Infrastructure in roads did meet in February. We had a road report from Road Shop, and then we discussed two other items. Justice Lyon brought two issues that we're looking into for the future. The street ordinance that kind of categorizes everything, plus the subdivision ordinance that he's working on.
Very good. Can you summarize those two? We'll include these in your motion. Just want to make sure we get them as stated.
Yes. So infrastructure met, and we had a road report and two street and subdivision discussions. We didn't have ordinance yet.
I'll second that motion to amend.
Okay. All right. Motion second to amend as stated. Those two reports, the infrastructure committee did meet, and they heard the road report, and then had a discussion about classification of streets and roads. Did I miss anything?
And the subdivision.
Subdivisions. Streets, roads, and subdivisions.
I apologize. I did have that in my notes. I just missed it. Talked on there. I apologize.
All right. So, we've got a motion, second discussion. Anything to add either to that motion or amend? Would anything else be amended? Be amended? Okay, all in favor of amending? The minutes as presented indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Can you oppose? Okay, so those minutes will be amended. And so we're back to the motion in main. Any further discussion? All in favor of approving the journal as amended, indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the journal will be approved. Is approved. And next, I'm going to deviate from the agenda just a bit. County Extension Agent Mary Beth Gross is here. She has asked that she be able to go to the beginning of the meeting. She's got a time conflict. So, Mary Beth, you approach.
Thank you. I got the boss with me. Family life is nuts and work life is nuts. It rides everywhere. And so we're making it work. I didn't want to miss though. We got a couple big things. So this Saturday, I'm trying to get everybody to stop. The Friday one is about this Saturday's open house from 10 to 12 at our office. So this is a good opportunity for anyone in the public that just wants to come hear about what we do, or even like at the 4-H family, we've been 4-H'ers forever, but they don't really know what the rest of our office does, same with Master Gardeners, same with the groups that I teach. This is a great chance for we're going to be doing, I gave you some examples, video demonstrations throughout the whole 2 hours. Free treats are going to be handed out at the cabin next to the office, so y'all stop by if you want to and kind of participate. If you have questions, as a citizen, if you have questions about how we can help you with what's going on, we have the aides of us too. The half sheet that you have, that flyer, is about Farm Roundup. That is our program that we do at the Expo Center with all the second grade classes in the county that are able to come. Some are obviously testing, so it won't be every single class, but every class is invited. We usually have between 400 and 800 kids at that event. It's 2 days, and we want to ask everyone if they can come on the 15th, on the first day. We're going to have kind of a big media presence there with it being the 25th anniversary. It's a big deal to have a program like that lasting for 25 years. Volunteers are at the core of that, and so you'll kind of get to see everything in action, but all the disciplines that the office has as well will have a role in that. So that's really a great program. It's indoor and outdoor. There are live animals. If you've never been before, it's wonderful. And so those are kind of the two high points that I wanted to hit on. We will have Master Gardener plant sale coming up in May, as always. Kevin and Krista, it's hard to catch them right now. The weather is beautiful, and they are extremely busy. We've had so many competitions at the office the last 2 Saturdays and full of competitions with 4-H. You don't been able to see the parking lot. We've been doing some stuff outside there, or even if you've not been able to judge. So just wanted to kind of go with an update on that. Any questions for me?
Thank you for coming as always. Thank you for all your programs.
Thank you.
And you'll have to introduce us.
This is Matthew. Matthew Taylor is very interested in the mic. He's 8 months, but he's my third. So I've got the two girls, dad has the girls, and everyone at the office is very busy. So. Thank y'all. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Any questions for Mary Beth? Let her up. All right. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
See you soon. Next, we move to county officer's report. That will be in tab 2. I'll point out the county clerk's report has been generated. There is available online.
The statement of operations, yes, it's online.
Right. Next, we go to the treasurer's report. Treasurer Scott Sansom.
Thank you, Judge. If you turn to tab 2, summary of state of report, January 1st, 2025 through February 28th, 2025. County General Fund 1000. $3,296,873.37. County Road Fund $2,007,450,547.22. County Road Sales Tax Fund 3402, $4,329,996.80. Animal Warfare Control Fund 3404, $1,640,871.89. Criminal Justice Sales Tax Fund 3407, $2,176,134.99. ARPO Revenue Replacement 1006. Once again, those numbers are backwards again here. Only 1005, 1006. I thought we had those corrected. But American Rescue Plan Fund 3046, $3,800,052.95. County General Revenue on page 2. As you can see, the yellow line. That printed out very well, just barely above the red line of 2024. So we're above revenue in County General. One thing I do want to note, back on the first page, in County General, you'll notice our expenses are well exceeding our revenues. That is not uncommon at this time of year. We will start seeing, I believe the current Admiral tax books open in March, and we'll start seeing revenue in April. So. Don't be concerned about that at this point. Page 3, sales tax for February was $1,422,929.49. That's 2.47% above better than February of 2024. We're still running a negative 11.64% for the year. That's due to the anomaly in January of 2024. And you'll hear me talk about that probably all year. If you'll turn with page 4, Sales tax revenue total for the year is $2,598,461.03. That's 18% of our projected $14.3 million. And the last page is the chart. And as we talked about last month, predicted last month, the three-month moving total, moving average jumped above the one-year moving average as predicted. You can clearly see the plateau of the one-year moving average. Once again, by the January 24 anomaly, we're going to see this kind of chart out. This is the February revenue report. The revenue income is sales for December of 24, and those sales were greater than, as we talked about, greater than the December sales of 2023, which is a good news. That's always our biggest month. February is our biggest month because it's December sales. So, are there any questions on any of that?
Seeing none, thank you, Mr. Treasurer.
Thank you, Judge.
Sheriff's report. We have a sheriff's report here today. Seeing the sheriff chief. Sheriff's report is in your packet. So that's new. All right, and moving right along, we'll go to the ARP and road report. ARP Road Administrator Tom Anderson.
Thank you, Your Honor. We'll start with the ARP report to apartment page 2. Under land, we completed the purchase of acreage behind this building. Closing was almost 2 weeks ago, so we only have a parcel behind this building. Go to page 4, would be the next one. PPE, we're slowly getting that equipment out to the fire departments. The expenditure since last report has reflected in the fire department, and we're slowly getting through a pretty decent pace on it. Page 5. The courthouse, we spent $20,000 on the remodel since last report. That's moving along. I guess Administrator Davis will talk about that in a minute. As well as the animal shelter, we're nearing the end of drawing down on those monies. I'm not prepared to talk about that. The jail expenditures, most of that is architecture. So that's really long. Public court on the next page. They are matching what we're spending. So that was the first draw for that big project for the study, environmental from here to your injury. Worcester. The $55,000, they're wrapping up their building. They kind of had an open house on that 4 weeks ago. And they have a little bit left to bury pipes of them because that's going along in pretty good cases. Mayflower, that $20,000 is another draw for engineering for their school project. And as a reminder, they're opening up in Common Core. They're taking all their raw sewage up at Common Core to take it to go to. The plant, I believe, out by subject to any questions, that concludes my ARP report.
Any questions for ARP Road Administrator?
My judge.
This is Mike.
Just looking at a couple, I guess my question would be more on roads. I may wait to talk to you, Rose. I'm sorry. The Lake Common Community Wastewater, are they some of them on okay?
Yeah, so we're going to park right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Seeing no further questions, the road report.
Road report, we started back paving. We had two crews start with us, now we have one. Cold weather bothers a little bit since we started, but we've got almost 6 miles going right now. We're moving. We're paving in the southern part of the county, and we're about to move to the northern part of the county. We got a few jobs there, Lake Manor Road and Wilson, and then we're going to the west part, west of Wilson. And then we'll move our way to the east central part of the county. We expect to have that one crew for a good while. hopefully I'll say this before they have to go to the final. We have one bridge that they're just getting started good. That's the only bridge project we have in the northern part of county, just east of Greenburg. That is probably going to get finished in the next 2.5-3 months. Those are the big projects we have going. Like I said, we expect asphalt to continue to improve tomorrow. As the warm, the nights get warmer, we look for maybe 60 degrees at night before we start shifting. We'll do that most of the rest of the summer. Subject to any questions, that concludes my road report.
Any questions? All right, Justice Davis.
Thank you, Judge. Have we looked at the roads as far as the impact that our cold weather had on any roads in rougher shape because of them that we're going to have to deal with?
We have followed that. The best I can tell, it's not near as bad as last year. We haven't seen anything like last year at all. Nothing that we're having to expend a lot of effort or resources to do that.
Thank you, Judge. Thank you.
Further questions?
I think just a comment on last year, we had several roads start pumping and they fell through. So we had to spend weeks digging them out and then, you know, reestablishing the road base and then repaving or putting chips along. So I had several in my area that had that happen.
Most of the summer.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, small.
I just had a comment at the Liberty Road area. I drive quite often. It looks great out there.
It's good.
Major improvement.
Thank you, Richard. It should be strapped this week. We're looking good.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And I'll add, I came through looking at a wildfire situation. Came through on 225 and passed the crews working on Wilson. I have seen you in the last hour or so to mention that to you. Hopefully that's ready to pass all portion. Any further questions or comments? Thank you so much for your report. And next we move to the county administrator report. Administrator Rick Davis.
Thank you, Your Honor. And I'd like to start off with, I just want to let the court know I appreciate the prayers and everything from last month. I missed last month's meeting. I slipped and fell in the ice in my driveway and cracked 3 ribs. And I'm 4 weeks into that, and Andy would not hug me tonight. I appreciate those who called and checked on me and everything. I think you'd like me. One thing I'd like to take note of right behind the sheriff's report is the new coroner's office report. That's where it'll typically stay when we're putting those in there. You know, really right now, this soon into these reports, it's just numbers. What will really tell us the story with this report, as it is with the sheriff's department report, are the trending. So the more months we get through this in the year and we see the trending, that'll tell a more comprehensive story going forward. As far as projects, I'll start off with animal shelter. We are 100% complete with the construction of the animal shelter. The parking lot is finished, has been striped. It looks really, really good. If you had a chance to go by there. You should receive an announcement in the very near future. I don't know if that's with invitations to grand opening, ribbon cutting, all of that, maybe as soon as tomorrow, the next day, something like that within the work. I'll see the graphs on that. So I'm excited to see that coming. And then we, as Tom mentioned, I think we're wrapping up the payouts to pay that project off, and we'll be finished with it and start to move construction to operation. That's it. The courthouse. All right, next project after that one. I told the judge the other day I would rather build 2 more animal shelters than go through this courthouse. We came in, about $17,000 under budget on the animal shelter. And every time I walk into the courthouse and peel off the board, it's costing us money. And it's a 100-year-old building, and there are just issues that we're coming across. We've already been some give and take. There's been some things that we anticipated that have not been as bad as we thought, so we've been able to back off and save some money there, and then the next day they just apply to a new problem that we're dealing with. One example is we unbolted the cubes that have been in the gallery area. The first one we unbolted, as soon as we unbolted, it just collapsed. Top would be repairable, and then bolted the second one. It started falling apart. We started looking at the cost to actually repair all those, and I don't think they're going to be salvageable. So now we're in the debate of, do we go back with pews or potentially chairs? Fortunately, I was at a completely independent meeting doing a walkthrough with an architect who is designing a district court building for Plaster County. They wanted to tour this building, and I was just talking about our courtroom A, and he said, we may have some pews that may be available to look at. So I'll be making a trip down to Little Rock. That may save us some money if it turns out that the size fits. Also, drapes has been a concern of mine. The drapes we took out of the project. But Justice Coates was able to help me find someone that can actually make drapes for us. So we'll be looking at that. Anybody want to be on the drape design or color committee, send you an email and I will put you on that committee. We can determine that part of it. So anyway, that's moving on. We're doing a pretty good job. I really appreciate Margaret, her staff. They have put up with hammering and veining and paint smell and all of that, and they've been triggered about it. I know it's been challenging in times, but they've done a good job with it. That's all I have for you. Any questions for me? Thank you, Justices. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Administrator Higgins. Appreciate you both, you and Tom. Everybody here is aware of the work they do, but I'll just restate it. There's a lot going on. Probably undersell it. I've talked to both of them about that this week. Gosh, there's just really a lot going on, and the lift by all is heavy. I appreciate everyone, including YouTube leadership. So, thank you for that. And thank you, Margaret. And everyone who's had to smell oil-based paint for the last several days, got to be pretty strong at times. So, thank you. Be sure to share that. Our appreciation with all your employees. Next on the agenda is standing committee reports. As always, we start with infrastructure. Justice Knight.
Yes, Your Honor. Infrastructure met last week, and we had resolution 2502 for the court, which is the Skunk Hollow 286 intersection, safe intersection grant that we received. So federal and state matching funds have paid 90% of it. And so we'll discuss that later tonight.
Good. Thank you. And next we'll move to courts and public safety. Justice Coates.
Thank you, Judge. Courts and public safety did meet last night. Besides a couple of updates on some of the projects that we had going, we also discussed the new ordinance that is coming back before you guys tonight with the leasing of voting machines for Montgomery County. That's it.
And next we'll move to budget and finance, Justice Tyler Moss.
Judge, I'm going to defer to, I think, Justice Moss, who chaired in my stead last week.
Yes, Your Honor, we had two ordinances and one resolution, I believe.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for standing in. And next, Personnel Committee, Justice Kim.
Judge, Personnel did not meet this month. Thank you.
Very good. I mean, it's all the standing committees. Next, we'll go to, as always, public comment. I think our public did not locate us in this temporary location. We don't have any members of the public, but I'll go ahead and request or ask if there are any public comments. Seeing none, we'll go to the next section. Special reports. I'm not aware of any of these special reports to be given tonight. Next, we'll go to old business. Is there any old business coming to report tonight? Moving right along. New business. Tab number 3 is proposed ordinance 25-08, appropriations 2024 cleanup. Tab number 3, and what is your pleasure?
Judge, a motion for the passage of 25-08.
Second.
Moss, seconded. Councilor, you got to read.
Proposed ordinance 25-08 be enacted by the Forum Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas. The ordinance being titled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 23-36, dated November 21st, 2023, and to declare an emergency.
Okay, motion second to reading. Are there any questions, or Justice Moss, would you like to address what this is?
Would you like me?
Yes. authorizes county clerk and secretary.
Thank you, Your Honor. This is just a cleanup for 2024. Departments are able to spend out of their funds until 2020, or until February the 28th, not 2028, but February 28th. And this is just cleanup to bring all the line items back in. It's all transfers, no new appropriations for 2024.
Any questions or comments? All right, roll call vote, please.
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Yes.
Coates.
Yes.
Kendrick.
Yes.
Nimes.
Yes.
Lahoski.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Meeks.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Shaw.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes.
Yorgi.
Yes.
Motion carries. Close ordinance 25-08. Tab number 4 is proposed ordinance 25-09. It's also an appropriation ordinance for the current year. 25.
Judge, I make a motion for the passage of ordinance 25-09.
Second. Heard Justice Coates first. Second motion, second. We have a reading, please.
Proposed ordinance 25-09 be enacted by the Quorum Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas. The ordinance to be entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 24-52, dated November 20th, 2024, and to declare an emergency.
Okay, can we have a summary? Madam Clerk? See, that's turning to you.
Okay. The summary, I didn't know if y'all want to hear, but the $43,040,000 is for new improvements and things that the assessor, she may want to give a more detail on that. The rest of them are money that has been received in and a grant for the district court to send his personnel to a special conference this spring or summer in Florida. The $5,000 for the county clerks is to pay for some additions that we had to pay to FI for reprogramming to match up with ADP.
And I noticed that we do have our assessor, Chrissy Lewis, here tonight. Do you have any other comments?
Mine's for a server quote that I got from Apprentice to run the new camera program that we recently got that is running on an outdated server that was purchased in 2017 by the prior assessor.
And I know that they're
going
to update on the funding impact. Which fund that comes out of?
It comes out of the 1805 fund, not County General.
All right. Any questions about the ordinance? Seeing none, we'll call the vote, please.
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Yes.
Coates.
Yes.
Hendricks.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahoski.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Meeks.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Shaw.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes.
Dorothy. Yes.
Okay, motion carries. 2509 passes. Just as next, we go to tab number 5. That's proposed ordinance 25-10, and that is current year carryover, 2025 carryover. What is your question?
Judge, I motion for the passage of ordinance 25-10.
Second.
Headline.
That's
Kendrick.
We've got a motion, second. We have a reading. Proposed ordinance 45-10 be enacted by the Quorum Court and Faulkner State of Arkansas. The rules be entitled to appropriation rules to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 34-52, dated November 20th, 2024, and to declare an emergency.
Okay. We have a summary.
Judge, I'll add some color to this. Y'all know that whenever we come out with our budget books and when we're going through the budget process, you know, it's an important part of that is having like the projections sheet. You know, and that projections sheet starts out with what do we anticipate to be in the bank account, basically, December 31st of 2024. So that number that we see during the budget process is Scott's best, maybe not Scott specifically, but our best guess, educated guess based off data and facts and everything else, on what that amount's going to be. Here we see reflected what that actual balance was December 31st of 2024. And then once you take into account our period 13 expenses, gives us our amended carryover. So that's what this is, setting forth just those amended carryover amounts. Most of them go down. Some of them have the potential to go up because of maybe anticipated expenses that did not occur during that process.
Mr. Treasurer?
Yeah, these are, as you see, the December 31st balance. In your period 13 expense there is, as we've talked about before, what can be spent in period 13 against last year's budget, and that's what we carry over. There are none of these numbers here are actually the estimates that we used prior to, okay? So, like you said, some are higher than the estimate, some are lower than the estimate, but these are the carryover numbers that will be in your budget book when they come out.
Very good. Thank you both. Are there any questions or comments? Roll call vote.
Yes, Sharman. Allison.
Yes.
Coates.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Meeks.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Shaw.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes.
Jordan. Yes.
Okay, motion carries. 25-10 is enacted. Passes. Just take a big one to the signature. Tab number 6, proposed resolution 25-02. It's going to call over /286, Highway 286 intersection.
Yes, Your Honor, I make a motion that we pass resolution 25-02 tonight.
Second.
Justice Lyon. Second. Motion second. Read, please.
Proposed resolution 25-02 be resolved by the form 4, Faulkner County, State of Arkansas, the resolution expressing the willingness of Faulkner County to utilize federal aid money for the Collins County project, Highway 286, Skunk Hollow Road, intersection improvement.
Okay, Justice Knight.
Thank you, Your Honor. Mr. Anderson, could you come and address the court?
Yes.
Thank
you.
I'm going to start out by describing this project as a big win for the county. As a reminder, you know that Scott Hollow and 286 intersection for years has been identified as a dangerous intersection. Some bad wrecks there, some injuries. As a road department, we work hard every day to keep the road safe for our county members, our citizens. We work hard to keep our employees safe. And so this is just another step with a. We've been working a while with an engineering firm to design a plan to install a signal line at the intersection. If you're familiar with it, you know that it's not a 90-degree intersection. You pull up, you have to look more than 90 degrees to see on 286 or what's coming. And so, after a good bit of design work, we turned our plans over to the highway department. Once they approved it, then we could apply for the intersection improvement plan grant, which is what we had approved. It was a very short time after we applied, I thought that they approved us for that grant. What does that grant do? It basically is $1,000,008, $1.125 grant. It's an 80-10-10 match. 8% comes through the highway department with federal funds, 10% from the highway department their funds, and then we match 10%. The highway department likes to see this resolution passed so that they can feel comfortable that we're in this county and we're going to go forward. Some highlights other than that I mentioned already. We worked hard in the planning phase to find a way that we didn't have to get any extra right-of-way. So what we did was put curb and gutter in instead, and that kept us from having to expand the boundaries of this project. Once the project is complete, and we will bid it out, and we will be monitoring the project ourselves. It'll be our project, not the state highway project. Once it's complete, we will own the traffic signals. They will still own the paper. It's just like the other traffic signals we had around the county. For example, at the end of, on either side of the bypass going around the way, we own those two signals. I think it's a big win because it's saving us $1.8 million. Now, we have budgeted last year in case we didn't get this grant. We still have that budget to do it. So they're overrun $1,125,000 we're able to cover. So overall, Your Honor, I feel good about it. It's a win for the county. It's a win, not only financially, but for the citizens that use it.
Thank you so much. Great summary. Well, thank you for really the heavy lift on maps, designing it without having to condemn land to take the right of way. You know, that's where we start. We don't take anybody's land who doesn't want to give it. And probably a lot more work went into that, really, than you took the time to detail. I appreciate you being brief. I was just thankful that we were able to do that. It is a problem intersection if you've ever worked those accidents. Sheriff Shock, Administrator Higgins, they're not good. No accident is good, but those are bad accidents right there. And it's a great need. One of the things we do as a road department is continually, really in real life, look at how we can, what are the most dangerous things we have out there, and how can we take them off of that board. A lot of science, a lot of study, a lot of data from Metro Plan on that, and this is a huge win. Just possibly anybody in that area has talked to us about how dangerous that intersection is. So, huge win. I would absolutely be remiss if we did not thank the Arkansas Highway Commission, our Commissioner Marie Holder in particular, RDOT itself, RDOT Director Jared Wiley, immediately former Director Lori Tudor, very much so. We should all be thankful to do that. This is $1,125,000. We approached them to include this intersection in a program they have that is for this purpose. It's called the Intersection Improvement Program, I believe. And they listened to us in earnest. They were absolutely terrific to work with. It fits the mold, and this is a perfect example. Great use of funding to make the world safer for all of our families and our citizens. So it is. It's a big win. Justice Lossman.
Justice, I'm just going to just reiterate real quickly, having gone through this intersection twice a day for my entire life, there's been quite a few accidents there, worked on the volunteer fire department out there, ran quite a few accidents at that intersection. Much needed. Appreciate the judge's office for pursuing the grant to get this done. And I've had constituents wanting help at this intersection since I've been on the court. So thank you, Judge.
Awesome. Thank you. Any questions? Yes, Justice Strait.
Are you adding any turn lanes or just putting in the light? What's any changes?
Yes, there will be a turn lane at the intersection.
Which direction?
It'll be on 286.
Great. Going both ways?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. That'll be approved.
Other questions? Comments? Just fine.
With a great job on no extra right away, what about utilities? Are there any utilities that are going to have to be moved at this time?
There won't be any major utilities.
Okay. Perfect. Sorry.
They are complex, as you can tell. If you know anything about it, you can tell just from the questions. Some of them just happen overnight. So, big project. We've been working on it quite a while. Any other questions? All right, all in favor of passing this resolution indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you for your consideration. Next on the agenda, we have item number 7, proposed resolution 25-03. It's a voting machines lease. Justice Coates.
Thank you, Your Honor. This resolution was similar to something that was discussed last month. However, this is, they kind of looked at it and reworked everything and thought that leasing it might be a better option. I will ask Ms. Darter to explain a little bit more about the reasoning behind this and what all went into it.
That is that a motion? I forgot to ask you expressly.
Yes, I was explaining. I'd like to make a motion to put proposed resolution 25-03 on the table.
Just a shock.
Shock.
All right, and that was my fault, not yours. I should have asked expressed the first for that. And Kevin Clerk, pardon. Well, I will say my thoughts on it are, if we have machines, I'll give you my personal opinion. I'm not prepared to give you comments. I'm happy to share with you, though. If we have machines and they're doing no good and they were purchased with public money, as long as we safeguard the machines that we might reasonably need in the future, I would absolutely be in favor of allowing some other county to use the ones that we know we're not going to use, particularly if we know there is a county that is in great need and may not be able to afford them. The one bit of input that I really wanted to see in there, which is included in, I'm not sure if it's in the motion, but I can tell you it will be in the contract, and that is the ability for the county to recall these should some unforeseen circumstance arise where, you know, our taxpayers need them. We don't want public tax dollars to sit collecting dust in some dark room somewhere. I think it is healthy, as the court looked at last month, to say, hey, these are our machines. I mean, we've got to take care of ourselves. First and foremost, our duty to our citizens. And I applaud the court for taking a close look at it, scrutinizing it before, and making sure it was comfortable before considering it further. And so this resolution embodies what our county clerk and election commission have calculated to be machines that we cannot reasonably foresee ever needing here. And that includes, and I don't want to get out of my lane on this, but that includes an additional vote center for election day, a number of machines that vote center could reasonably utilize, and reserving as a county on a whole, reserving the number of machines that we need to replace broken machines and so forth as a reserve, as a buffer. Did I summarize that clear?
You did very well.
You have anything else to add?
The other thing I would add is that we're very limited on space, and we need the space to be able to move the machines in and out. The biggest problem we have is we can't get the machines hardly in and out of the room that they're in. So we need the space more than we are needing these machines at this time.
I noticed we've got our former election commission chair in the room. Have you seen these numbers, Mr. Denny?
Yes, Your Honor.
Are you comfortable that the number of machines that we wish to lease, you may not have seen the number, but...
Yeah, absolutely. I was at the meeting a month ago and the committee meeting as well. I will say that the numbers are true. That these eight machines have never been used. They have been updated. They were paid for by the state. The Secretary of State's office, our county citizens, did not purchase them. But again, it's not just that Montgomery County needs them. That is certainly an important factor, but we need the space so that we can, you know, be more efficient with the machines that we have. That's all I have. Thank you.
Very good. And I would just ask, is there anything else you could add to get our court comfortable? They're going to have to be comfortable. We just don't need the machines, and it would be wasteful.
I think it was a great idea to do the contract for the lease so that they can be recalled. That wasn't on the table last time, and I appreciate the court for considering that option.
I would just add on the lease, it would be their responsibility to keep the machines in orderly fashion. It would be their responsibility to keep the machines up. Firmware updates and stuff, and I won't go into in great detail because we are in a public forum. But it will be their responsibility to keep them in good working order. So anyway, having said all that, did we forget anything, Justice Coates or County Clerk? Are there any questions that I or anyone else here could answer? Justice Lawson.
Judge, not so much a question. Justices that stood against this our last quorum court meeting, mainly because I wanted to complain about not having a extra voting center west of Donaghy. It is my understanding that some conversations have been had to perhaps procure an additional voting center for Election Day in West Conway. I appreciate everyone's efforts in that. Glad we could get some movement on that, and I will be supporting this resolution. Thank you, Judge.
Thank you for the comment, Justice Lahosky. County Clerk?
Yes, I'd also like to mention, we did open another center on the side of Donahue. We opened the library on election day, which took 1,000 people from McGee Center this last election. So we have opened another voting center on the side of Donahue. That helped you.
Well, and I would just add, I think what Justice Mosky was talking about at the McGee Center, we have seen lines on election day. And part of that, people, there's a good bit of society, we're going to talk to them, who don't care. They want to vote as an American on election day. They want to go stand in that line. I mean, there's a lot of that out there. But then, as was discussed in committee, and in hallways across this county, I'm not staying in line, to go vote this day and age. And, that's a valid, we've heard that. I really just restated what we all in this room know. I just wanted to restate that. And I think it's the McGee Center, we've seen lines that were enough to kind of draw our attention. And is it true that we have identified a site? We may not be able to reveal it just yet, but you feel good about another site that would serve population density in West Compton, where we have seen the lines really stack up there.
Yes, we have a couple possibilities, but one has committed that it will be January for a decision made on that, because it's too early to make that decision.
Very good. All right, any further questions, any comments, any further discussion?
Yeah.
I'm just
want to re-clarify just based on that we feel confident that we will have an additional voting center in West Conway this next go round.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
And it's only West Conway because that's where the line has been backed up the most. But we just don't want people to be turned away or be off-put. You would hope that somebody's going to vote, stand there and go vote. We don't need to invite it to be more difficult for people to vote. I think that's, I'm just restating the collective, probably here in this room. We all love America. We love that people can come to the polls and vote. True enough, they can vote early voting around the county and literally walk right up and vote without waiting. But there are those people who wish to do so on election day. There are also those people who, for whatever reason, can't go vote. Things come up. People have health issues, or they can call out of state for work or personal matter and can't do it. Who could come vote on election day and get there in time. So we want to make it as easy as possible. But I want to commend our commission, county clerk, election coordinator, Laura. We just appreciate her. And her efforts. I'm not aware of any elections that are run more smoothly in America than happened in Faulkner County. And we've seen problems elsewhere. We don't have those problems here. I'm just so thankful for our entire election program and process. Any other comments? All right, this is, I believe, a resolution. So all in favor indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries, and 2503, the resolution does pass. Moving along, next come the appointments on the agenda. That's just a standing agenda item. We have no appointments this month, and we come to announcements. All right, Randy is waiting for me to pronounce this word. We have, believe it or not, who was alive and old enough to remember the bicentennial? The United States of America. I'll raise mine. I'm not sure. That was what anniversary of the United States of America? 200th. All right, so we have the 250th coming up, and it's called the Semi-Quincentennial. Semi-Quincentennial. So say it with me three times. Semi-Quincentennial. 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 I had to tell somebody today, I don't know if that's Latin or math teacher or language or what, but anyway, it's the 250th anniversary of our nation. You'll look on the screen. Thank you so much for putting that presentation up there. You can just go ahead and roll. Actually, let's stop on this screen. Semi means half of. Quin is 5. Centennial is 100th anniversary. So City Quinson Jenny's it. Or in Arkansas, we say semi, Quinson Jenny. That comes up July 4th, obviously, of next year. So it'll be a year from this coming 4th of July. So it'll be 2026. Our nation will celebrate 250 years of existence. And so our state has begun gearing up a little bit to celebrate that. And what all that means in Arkansas and Arkansas's history during that time, and much of the content of this slideshow, you can go to the next one, was put together by a committee, statewide committee, in the County Judge Association. I can tell you that Judge Dale James from the county just to the north, Vineyard County, serves on that committee on behalf of the judges, and I'm sure there are others who are serving on that committee whom I don't know. But the state has put together a really wonderful video. I'm not sure it's been released yet, but it'll give you goosebumps as an Arkansan and as an American. If you're interested in history or heritage at all, it's really well done, and I look forward to seeing that narrative develop with our citizens here in this county in the coming 15, 18 months, 16 months, something like that. And I hope you'll start to build excitement to speak with your constituents and citizens as we near that in the coming year or so. So I'll just read you the slide. This is a great opportunity for county leaders to embrace positivity, positivity for your community, for our community. You create history for your county. Sky's the limit for you. I think there are even contests to be citizens of the U.S. who are videoed and get to tell their story and a little bit about history. So you'll see that. You'll see more of that communication coming. Sky's the limit for you. Next slide, please. You know, there will be things like festivals. You'll see civic groups, chambers, cities, counties, really building that up. I'm sure we'll embrace the patriotic recognition of that with our county facilities, you know, flagging and bunting and things like that. I anticipate really looking forward to that. But I would invite you to start thinking about it and talking to your citizens about that. Next slide. Celebrating a nation's birthday is simply the right thing to do. We are our citizens' representatives for Faulkner County. And so I would invite you to really start to get excited about that. Next slide. And there's a logo the state of Arkansas came up with. It's a nice logo. So we'll start seeing some of that logoing and branding coming around. Next slide. All right, that's it. And so I promise you, somebody at a coffee shop is going to ask you to pronounce that name, Simi Quincentennial. And I'm just glad I didn't mispronounce it reading. Did I leave anything out for you?
Pepper. You know, Judge, I'll just add, as one of those that was around during the bicentennial, and I think Justice Allison was as well, it was a big deal. We were talking about it, I think, last few weeks ago, but the Freedom Train came through Central Arkansas. All the kids on all the buses and everything, I was in grade school, we loaded up and went to North Little Rock to the train yards out there, stood in line for hours in the sun and everything, got to go through. They actually loaded the original Liberty Bell on the train, so we all got to go through and see it, a lot of documents, and it went nationwide. I don't know what they're going to do. There's no telling what President Trump, he's known to be patriotic, what he will do for something like this, but it was a big deal. My next door neighbor had a 1976 Chevrolet Impala bicentennial edition, a red, white, and blue car. I mean, it was a cool deal. I had red, white, and blue Converse tennis shoes. You know, I think I was in the third grade, something like that. Anyway, I just think it's a big deal. I expect that this will be a big deal, especially after seeing the presentation of the County Judge Association when they showed the video. I know Governor Sanders is a big proponent of this as well.
And it gave me goosebumps. I mean, when you got to see the video, and some of you may already have. I'm not sure if it's been released yet. One memory I have, I'm almost certain there was a bicentennial quarter. Is that right? You guys remember that?
Yeah. I remember correctly, too. I think that Toads Up Square, I think they painted a bicentennial emblem in the square.
That's a great idea.
Johnny.
They didn't have that Tulsa Spur in 76. They did not, sorry.
I thought there was.
They had.
Not in 76, they did not.
Our Tulsa Spur is down.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, I don't think.
They're Main Street.
Yeah, I don't think they did.
Justice Allison, I misremember that too.
Go back.
That'd be a great suggestion. I like the suggestion.
Judge?
Yeah, it's a little bit not old enough to remember that or if you weren't around. It was a big deal nationwide. A lot of conversation. Just a string.
Yeah, I've heard it reported on the news that we've got people on Social Security that are older than that.
They would have seen many of those celebrations. Any other comments? All right, next announcement. We are under a burn ban. As of yesterday afternoon, I was talking with Justice Shock before the meeting. It's a serious situation. There was one this afternoon in, this would be just west of Bologna, if you know where Carroll Road is. We've got more than one Carroll Road in the county. But Carroll Road, just on Old 64 off of the bypass, is Carroll Road just to the east between the bypass and Old 64. When it came over dispatch, I heard myself, they say it's 5 or 10 acres. When our OEM director, Keith Millman, called me to tell me about it, the forester told him it was 30 acres. And OEM director Millman told me that they had nearly lost two houses and a barn. I cannot stress enough how dangerous it is. And as I told Justice Shock, you know, you get a rain and folks see that there's some moisture in the dirt, maybe even mud puddles here and there, but dirt is now what burns. It's last year's growth that has had all winter to dry out. So as soon as the rain is off of that vegetation, dead vegetation, it is a fire hazard. And it's dry everywhere. When you get windy conditions like we've got now and low humidity, it's a really dangerous situation. And it is life or death. I can't stress that enough. We don't want to lose any of our citizens to fire. Whether they're using a burn barrel or somebody tosses a cigarette they shouldn't be smoking out of the car window at I-40 or one of our county roads and starts a fire that by the time it gets to the other side of that meadow is uncontrollable. There are people at risk. There are firefighters at risk as well every time, and they're worn out. I talked to Greg White, our forestry agent. Some of you probably know him. Excuse me, he's worn out, hadn't been to sleep. They've been down working, I think, on the 102 fires in Pulaski County. I heard through hearsay 2,000 acres and 1,900 acres. This is the worst wildfires you see on television come to Bowman County. So we don't want that here. So I would ask each one in this room or viewing on the live stream, just pass the word. Use good common sense. Don't use a burn barrel. You probably shouldn't be doing that anyway. Don't burn leaves. Don't. I would recommend not bush hogging. We stop mowing our county rights of way because bush hogs hit rocks or metal that's been thrown out, create a spark. Next thing you know, you got a fire. So if you're in a vehicle, don't pull it in tall grass. You know, if you go to someone's house or a wedding or something, you're parking out in the field, do not park in tall grass. You know, obviously don't throw a flame or anything that could be a spark. If you're riding four-wheelers or side-by-sides, don't ride them if they don't have a spark arrestor on them. Just take a pass right now until we get out of this dry weather. We don't want to lose anyone. We don't want anyone to lose their livestock. We don't want anyone to lose their home. Fires are bad, bad, bad. So I would ask that you help us spread the word on that. Your county and your constituents, just to help them understand how serious that is. Are there any questions about that? Yes, Justice Jordan.
I have a question just for those of us that live inside the city limits. What does that look like for an urban resident? Are we talking about fire pits, grills?
You know, and that's a great question. I appreciate you bringing it up. First of all, the city people, their chief executive officer is the mayor. This burn ban is countywide. We don't generally butt heads about jurisdictional boundaries or anything, so I would consider it to be countywide. I know that the city immediately shared that burn ban. Okay, we get questions often, what about my grill? We consider that a fire pit is prohibited right now. barbecue grill that is enclosed. We don't have barbecue grill police going out to look at anything. But the truth is, when you open that grill, often you're going to see sparks go up, particularly if you're using charcoal or wood for smoke in a barbecue grill. I would ask that you use good common sense. We're not patrolling the streets. The sheriff's not patrolling the streets. The city, as far as I know, cities to look for grills. If they see one, they may pull over and say, you know what, why don't you take one for the team? Just use the oven for now. So I don't look for tickets on that. But I will say this. If you cause a fire and a neighbor loses a house, you're going to get sued. I mean, you're just going to get sued. Worse things can happen. So you don't want that on your conscience. So open burn pits, no open flames. If you've got a smoker that's got an enclosed wood box or something, you're probably okay. But if it gets out of hand and it's your fault, you're probably going to have COVID building. So I would just be really careful with that. Great question. I'm glad you asked. I probably should have mentioned that. We get calls about barbecue. Every merman. Any other questions or comments? Serious matter. We're probably going to shoot a video tomorrow morning. We're scheduled to go do a public service announcement. We've been meaning to have that on file for every merman. And now, with the wind and the fires that we've had, our fire districts, firefighters, many of them, most of them are volunteer, are being run ragged. Let's use good judgment. Any other questions or comments? Any other announcements?
Just very quickly, Judge, I want to thank your office and everyone who worked to make us feel at home. I know it's a big deal to move these tables in, audio, get everything set up. It's a whole thing. So thank y'all for all your work and putting this together for us.
Thank you for bringing that to our attention. First off, we'll start with our county clerk. She made it happen remotely. Our staff, Ashley, Sally, Tom, Randy, Wes, Larry, Joe, Stephanie, IT, everybody in Kristen's organization, we appreciate. What have I forgotten? I'm not leaving anybody out. All right. Yeah, it's a big deal. We wonder, we're going through our mind. I was today. Okay, what did we forget? Hey, Tom and Randy, I think I remember the flag in the 4-4 courtroom. Yes, there was for the pledge of allegiance. Have I forgotten anything else? That's kind of neat, though. I mean, this is one of your county buildings, so it's good to. Travis Lou does. One of these days, real soon you'll have a refurbished courtroom bay at the courthouse. I remind everybody this is not the courthouse, it's the justice building. We don't have an old courthouse, a new courthouse. The courthouse, which is legally the county seat of Faulkner County, is the Faulkner County Courthouse. Someday you're probably going to have a new courtroom. That'll have to be several years down the road. Any other questions or comments on that? Any other announcements? All right, I want to take a motion to be adjourned.
Motion.
Motion second.